Following in the spirit of Sydney Fringe, Three Voices is the three-part vocal symphony riddled with the meditative sounds that will leave you feeling somewhere between awake and asleep. Indigenous Australian vocalist Sonia Hollowell is a soprano star of Three Voices, and Aaliyah Bosshard is a designer of the production, and they both join us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you going?
We're pretty good, thank you. We're just loading up the ute and heading to the venue.
Amazing. Now, the show starts this week, but the name of the production, Three Voices, and they're all yours, Sonia. So how does this work?
So the way that I've chosen to perform the piece is I'll be singing live over the top of two pre-recorded vocal parts, also done by myself. So I'll be coming out of one speaker.
Yep.
And coming out of another speaker and then singing live over the top of that.
So,
and the speakers and myself will be arranged in a triangle sort of formation, and the audience will be sitting in the middle of it, surrounded by the sound sources.
Wow. How has it been recording all those three different, pieces?
Yeah, the recording process was pretty meticulous, because the way that I chose to do it was I chose to sort of sing one or two notes at a time a bunch of times, and then choose the best take and then sort of paste that in and continue along. So it was essentially 50 minutes of one voice and then 50 minutes of another voice, and then I had to learn the third part to perform live.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been quite a long process, but I think it's come together pretty nicely.
Amazing. Now, Aaliyah, you're in charge of arranging the audience within these voices. How did you arrange it?
Well, we've got basically three elements. So first of all, the audience is seated within the sound sources and within the set as well. And then we have a semicircular set, which is made up of really high panels of fishing line, which sort of just disappear into the, we've got a really huge commercial space down at Alexandria with Sydney Fringe, which is fantastic. So we've actually had the opportunity to build something quite big, and we've been really inspired by the Rothko Chapel, and this feeling of being completely immersed within the set as well as the sound. So then outside of the set, we have the sound sources, as Sonia said. So we actually are playing with this idea of presence and absence the whole time. And also we're working with Roderick Van Gelder, this fantastic lighting designer who's really going to do some interesting things to bring out that concept as well.
Now, for people who've never seen it, what does the Rothko Chapel in Texas look like?
So if you haven't come across Rothko's works before, he was a painter in the part of the New York school. These particular paintings are huge, and they're almost like looking into a really large black mass or void or black hole or something, and it's very monolithic. But then within that, there's quite a lot of detail in the texture and in the colour. So if you take the time to observe it from a macro perspective, but then also a micro perspective, you just take your time to explore these works. And yeah, it's that constant shift between zooming in and zooming out. And this piece of Three Voices is very much like that as well. We have a lot of looped rhythmic ideas and melodic ideas, which sound like just repetitive, but actually once you start listening in, it becomes a very subtle changing, shifting rhythms, and becomes quite an introspective and meditative experience. So with the set, we've really tried to create almost a frame for the music to exist within without overwhelming the music experience.
You mentioned you're getting a very large set in Alexandria at the Festival Hub. So how does the sound reverb? How does it sound reverbing off it?
It's beautiful. It's really lush to sing in. I love it. Like, you know, you don't have to do much, really, and it's pretty glorious, the sound in there. I guess once bums are on seats and, you know, there's some stuff in there to absorb the sound a bit, it'll be a bit less reverberant, but it's still really quite generous. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a lush sounding and feeling and looking experience, I think.
I mean, you said it sounds beautiful right now without anyone in it. So how does the sound change when there are people in it? Is it just the echoes or...?
There's just more surfaces for the sound to be absorbed. So, yeah, I guess I'm not quite, I'm not an acoustics kind of person, Elliot, do you know? Well, actually, this is part of the idea with the design, is that by putting Sonia and the sound forces outside of the performance space, they've actually got larger concrete walls and surfaces to bounce off. So that reverb, that natural acoustic of the space, will be preserved throughout the performance.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned you're working with lighting, Roderick van Gelder. How does his works kind of like feed into the overall space as well?
Well, what's really cool is that he really understands our connection that we're drawing between our work and Rothko's pieces as well, in that often in Rothko's works, there's a sense of a foreground and a background. There's a real sense of depth in his works. And Roderick has been really quite inspired by this idea, and he's going to be working a lot with depth, with lighting as well, and using colour to sort of imbue the piece with a sense of emotion in a really sort of implicit and subtle way.
Right. Now, Sonia, the performance is said to be inspired by the lyrics "Who Had Thought That Snow Falls" and your own journey to understanding your own Indigenous heritage. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so I discovered my heritage about 5 years ago and started working on this piece a year or two ago, a couple of years ago. And I just noticed some parallels because for me, discovering that about myself and my identity really sort of brought into question notions of conflict and this sort of striving to create a sense of harmony and balance within myself, and reconciling sort of new unexpected information with the paradigm that I was already kind of living in. And I feel like those words, "Who'd have thought that snow falls," I just sort of saw a parallel there, I guess. And I kind of had this vision of snow falling in the desert, you know, who would have thought that this would be here, and there's just so many other parallels that we feel are implicit in the work. And of course it's very much subjective, but we feel like the work is just providing this really amazing vehicle for implicitly exploring some of these themes. But from the perspective of the audience, they're not really going to get all of that inference that's gone into the work on my part and on Elliot's part when they're receiving it from their end.
Well, as long as it's personal to you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the work will be breathed with a sense of that kind of perplexed, kind of free. Yeah, it's almost like with trauma, you know, you've probably heard of the fight and the flight response, but there's also a freeze response, and it's kind of this incapacity to sort of move forward, we're just sort of exploring that terrain.
Well, I can't wait to see it and hear it, because it does sound hypnotizingly beautiful. But Sonia and Elia, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER today.
Very much. Thank you.
Not a problem. Three Voices, you can see it this Tuesday, I do believe, because it is on, oh my goodness, the 12th and the 13th at the Festival Hub, Stage 1 in Alexandria. It's a bit of a late start at 10:30, but it will be bound to Spellbound You. We'll put all those details up on 2ser.com, and you can also find more information on sydneyfringe.com.au.